Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of the God Stories we are publishing this week. Applications are open for a visionary new training academy which aims to equip South Africans to apply a biblical worldview in every area of life and culture. Wilberforce Academy team member Rayon Smith told Gateway News that the deadline for applications is the 23rd of November, and that the academy will launch in January with a six-day residential program at a conference center near Hermanus in the Western Cape. Applications can be made on the academy's website, wilberforceacademy.org.za. Prominent Christian marketplace speakers lined up for the academy launch include Advocate Keith Matia SC, Professor Nicola de Jager, Africa Mhlophe, Professor Raitsa Rodseth, and Andrea Williams, co-founder of Christian Concern and co-founder and CEO of the Wilberforce Academy in the United Kingdom. Meanwhile, hopes for an end to one of the world's bloodiest contemporary conflicts have risen with an agreement concluded last Wednesday between the Ethiopian government and the Tigray People's Liberation Front to end their two-year-long civil war. The agreement was negotiated in South Africa. The war has devastated the northern Tigray region, killing hundreds of thousands of people and leaving millions homeless. According to religious liberty analyst Elizabeth Kendall, the Tigray forces, who were encircled, depleted, and without supply due to an Ethiopian blockade which cut the region off from communication and aid, had little choice but to surrender. The deal did not include neighboring Eritrea, whose troops have fought alongside the Ethiopian government in the war and have been accused of atrocities. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the involvement of Eritrea, whose government harshly persecutes Christians, has been a big concern. Pray the peace deal will hold. Ask God to strengthen Christians in the Tigray region, Nettleton says. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Kendall reports that the Oromo Liberation Army continues to wage terror across Oromia regions, mostly Christian north and west, targeting the Amara minority. Numerous students, local officials, and church leaders are currently being held hostage. In North Shua Zone, security is so bad the churches have ceased services. Nine deacons abducted from a prayer meeting on the 22nd of October remain missing, as do members of a church council abducted around the same time. She calls for prayer for God's intervention in the crisis. In other news, we came across an interesting testimony shared by outspoken South African-born American evangelist and church leader Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on Daystar Television's show Joni Table Talk. In the program, which was recorded in late September and uploaded to YouTube this week, Howard Brown talks about an open vision he had in his bedroom in Tampa, Florida, 2 weeks before his much publicized arrest in March 2020 for holding large church services in defiance of government COVID-19 shutdown orders. He also shares that several years before his run-in with the law, he prophesied that a day was coming when pastors in the United States would be arrested and that he might be one of the first. Pastor Rodney says that just after he had called an evangelist friend in Australia at 2 a.m. a fortnight before his arrest, a fiery tornado, which embodied the essence of God, appeared in his room and then entered his body. During the experience, which he describes as the greatest God encounter of his life, he says God spoke through him, saying, among other things, don't touch the church. If you come against the body of Christ, God will come against you. He says during the experience, which overwhelmed him as well as his wife Adonica and his friend in Australia, he also prophesied that God was sifting people in order to purify his bride in preparation for his return. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.